Today is Thursday, August 27th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life, and you listen, and today is no different. I almost slipped there. I almost said the thing that I used to say. Because I wasn't thinking, and I was looking around my program to see if we had any contact, and we don't. I'm just gonna sync it real quick and make sure that we don't have any contact. We do not have any contact, so we will just keep going. It is National Just Because Day. It's also National Peau de Creme Day, and last but not least, it's National Peach Day. So go out and have a peau de creme, which is basically just a, it looks like a chocolate creme brulee. It's not really, but it is a chocolate custard in a ramekin. And the texture may be a little bit different. It's kind of a cross between a creme brulee and a brownie or something like that. Peau de creme and peaches. I have this recipe for a peach cobbler that is so good. But it's basically the same recipe that Daniel uses, that everybody uses for cobblers. If you look it up online, it's called Grandma's Cobbler Recipe or Granny's Cobbler or something like that. But it uses a batter, and you pour the batter in to your pan. You heat up your pan, you melt butter, you make a batter, you pour the batter into the pan, and then you put the peaches on top of the batter. And as it's cooking, the batter puffs up and rises, and the peaches fall to the bottom. But it's a nice cakey cobbler. It's very good. All right, so I don't remember what we were talking about. I'm going to be honest with you guys. There was not an episode yesterday, which really throws off my plans, because I was going to do a Saturday episode to make up for Monday. And now what's happening is, you know, now I've missed a day. I've missed another day. And so I can't do that. I mean, I can do that, but it's not going to get me. My episode numbering is going to be off, is what I'm saying. I can't believe I forgot to record. I was laying in bed last night after we went to bed, and I thought, oh, crap, I forgot to record. And that was it. I forgot to record. So I'm admitting it now. I'm forgetful. All right, so what were we talking about? I don't remember exactly where we were, but we were talking about the trip to go see Big Fatty. So we had Friday at Fatty's that night, and then the next day, well, actually, I don't think we got to that. So let's go back. Daniel and I got up on Friday, and we left, and we drove to Fatty's. It's about a 6.5-7 hour drive, with stopping for gas, not gas, for electricity, for charging, because Daniel's vehicle is an electric vehicle. And I drove a little bit. Daniel drove over half. He drove probably 75%, and I drove 25% or 30%, something like that. But I did help. Daniel got a nice nap while I was driving, and I really figured out how to do a remote connection from ChatGPT to one of my local computers. And so I was working on all these new features that I was working on for, well, I was doing several things. I was migrating one server to another server. I was adding a script because there's this script that downloads all the most recent episodes of the Pride 48 shows, and then those are what play on Pride 48 when there's not a live show. And I needed to rewrite that script and add some more features and do some other things. So anyway, I was working on that while not driving. So while Daniel was driving, I was working on that from my phone, which was amazing to me, but the phone was remotely connecting to one of my computers back here. So we drove, we got there around 5 o'clock, something like that. And Larry Vader came and picked us up at the air. We stopped at the hotel and checked in and took all our luggage to our rooms and stuff like that. And then Larry Vader came and picked us up and took us to Fatty's house, and Durwood and Granny showed up, and we had a lovely evening. We'll talk about it more on the mix, but we had a nice evening. We had country fried steak, mashed potatoes, green beans, rolls, a coconut cake with strawberry. It was all, I enjoyed it a lot. Now, Fatty was making a big deal out of the fact that I was a little high, we'll say. I had, what the problem was here, I go to this dispensary. A dispensary? I go to this dispensary in Missouri that's about 30 or 45 minutes away from my house. And everything that I've gotten there has been 20, 30, 40% THC. But when I asked Daniel, I'm like, I haven't really been, they haven't been as effective as they used to be. And Daniel bought me a vape before I showed up in Florida. And so I was using that, and I was feeling it a lot more than I normally feel it. And I asked Daniel, and he was like, oh, it's like 90% THC. I was like, oh, I didn't know it was possible to get something with that much THC in it. I didn't know that was possible. So anyway, apparently, you know, my eyes get a little puffy, and I get a little happier and whatever. And Fatty was just tickled to death that I was, had, you know, kind of glazed over eyes and whatever the case may be. But we had a nice dinner. We had a nice chat. Durwood made some drinks. I had a margarita with jalapenos in it, which I really like spicy stuff. So that was good for me. And we had a lovely evening. And then then we went back to our hotel around Fatty's bedtime and got up the next morning. Went to get Fatty. So we drove over to his house around 11, got there. I guess we were there by 11:15 or something like that. And we decided to go have lunch. So we decided to go have lunch at Paige's Okra Grill, which I thought was Paige's Okra Grill, but that's just the way Fatty says it. I thought I had seen it in the actual title of the restaurant, but I didn't. I was wrong. So we had Paige's Okra Grill for lunch. I had breakfast because that just sounded good to me. And everything was good. After that, we went back to Fatty's because we had forgotten something, or I'm not really sure, but it seems like we went back there. And then we went to the International African American Museum and learned a lot about the Gullah Geechee culture. I think it's Gullah Geechee, Geechee Gullah, something like that. In the Carolinas, these islands in the Carolinas where a lot of African Americans settled after slavery was abolished. And they're still living there today, and there's a thriving culture there. So there was a lot of really interesting stuff that we learned. And we watched a couple of videos, and we were the only white people there except for one other white person who worked for the museum. But it's good. I mean, it's good. They should be proud of us for going. Not that they should be proud of us, but I'm saying the fact that we were the only ones, it's like, hey, we're doing a good thing. We're learning about African American history. So we're doing a good thing. Anyway, we spent a couple of hours there and learned a lot. And then after that, we went back to Fatty's house and we played Mystery Date, which he always plays this song, Mystery Date, da 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 da, Mystery Date, don't be late, you know, etc. And I think that's the commercial for the old Mystery Date game. But anyway, so there's an actual game, and apparently Dan from Gayish had at some point gifted this to Fatty, and he's never played it. So we played Mystery Date. And, you know, they're saying that I'm going to rub it in, but I'm not going to rub it in. I did win, but it's, the game is mostly luck. You're trying to put together an outfit. You have a deck of cards and you're, each person is drawing cards every round and you're trying to put together an outfit for, let's say, bowling or going to the beach or a night out on the town, you know, a nice whatever. And then if you land on the mystery date block, you open the door to see who your date is. And you turn the doorknob before you open the door, and it's got a little mechanism in there that changes which card is selected, and you don't know which one's going to be selected. And so you open the door, and then there's your date, and your date needs to match with whatever your outfit is. Regardless, we had a good time. It started storming really bad, and I wasn't hungry. I don't think Daniel was hungry. Fatty already told us he wasn't going to eat again. And so we decided to just, Daniel was having a drink, and we decided to just hang out and chat for a little bit longer to let the storm clear a little bit before we went back to our hotel. So Fatty brought out the cheese, and we had because he had had a cheese board the night before. So he had some cheese left. So he brought out the cheese and crackers, and we had a little snack, and Daniel had a couple of drinks, and we waited out the storm, and then Daniel and I went back to the hotel, and that was the end of the evening. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.